Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 63. It's July 26, 2011. Today's topic, the information you asked for. What beliefs cause specific problems? Each week I get a few blog comments and emails asking me to help you identify the beliefs that cause specific problems. Although our training that will teach you how to eliminate beliefs once you found them won't be available for another couple of months, for those of you who have already figured out how to eliminate beliefs on your own, here are some common patterns and the beliefs that cause them. For most people, most of the time. Some people obviously don't have all these beliefs, and some people have a couple of additional beliefs. First pattern we'll look at is procrastination. And here are the beliefs and some of the conditionings. Mistakes and failure are bad. I'm not good enough. Change is difficult. What makes me good enough or important is having people think well of me. Nothing I do is good enough. I'm not capable. I'm not competent. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. I'm a failure. I'm stupid. I'm not worthy. I'm powerless. What makes me good enough or important is doing things perfectly. And then there's three conditionings. Fear associated with criticism and judgment. Fear associated with not meeting expectations, and fear associated with rejection. Here's another pattern, fear of rejection. The beliefs are, I'm not good enough. Change is difficult. I'm not important. What makes me good enough or important is having people think well of me. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. I'm not worthy. And three conditionings, fear associated with criticism and judgment, fear associated with not meeting expectations, and fear associated with rejection. And here's the third and final pattern we'll look at. Concern with the approval of others. Mistakes and failure are bad. I'm not good enough. Change is difficult. I'm not important. What makes me good enough or important is having people think well of me. I'm not worthy. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. And three conditionings. Fear associated with criticism and judgment, fear associated with not meeting expectations, fear associated with rejection. Notice that some of the beliefs are the same for all three problems and some are different. We have found that certain basic negative self-esteem beliefs seem to underlie almost any pattern. And then each behavioral or emotional problem has its own unique beliefs. Problems with careers, abundance, and relationships have additional beliefs in those specific areas. You'll also notice in the above post that all three patterns include conditioning. As I've explained in prior blog posts, most behavioral and emotional problems are caused primarily by beliefs, but in many cases, by conditioning also. For example, most people are conditioned to feel some level of anxiety if they're criticized, if they don't live up to expectations, or if they're rejected. These conditionings have to be deconditioned before many problems can be totally eliminated. For more information about conditionings, please see one of my earlier blog posts, mortylefko.com/032310. For more information about how to identify the beliefs underlying any given problem, ones that I haven't mentioned in today's post, see my blog post, mortylefko.com/find-beliefs-underlying. If there are any other specific topics you'd like me to write about, please let me know by leaving a comment below. I'll do my best to write about any topic that a number of you request. Don't forget, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/naturalconfidence. Have a great day. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.